incoming message.
The flute of the infinite is played without ceasing, and its sound is love. When love renounces all limits, it reaches truth. Kabir Das. Welcome back to the Advisor of Gods. I am your host, Laura. Thank you so much for being here and spending this time with me to enjoy some truth. As promised, if you follow me on Instagram, I had said that my next episode was going to be on DNA programming, the Matrix. And so I'm here to deliver. Let's get started. If you follow my personal account on Instagram, which by the way, you should go follow, Laura Di Fandino, Laura D-F-A-N-D-I-N-O. Anyways, if you follow me on there, you might know that I had spent the last month with my family that came to visit me from Colombia, and that's why I had not posted a podcast. Very challenging, very profound, very transformative month that I spent with my family. I grew up in a house with my grandparents, my mother, my two uncles. My grandparents are like my second set of parents, if you will. And so, well, we'll learn more about the DNA later, but did you know that we share 99.5% of our DNA with our parents? My goodness. And boy, did I witness that this past month. You know, I haven't lived with my grandparents and my mother since I was a little girl, and so I haven't seen our family dynamic through these brand new set of conscious eyes, if you will. And so seeing us and the family dynamic and how everybody treats each other, the behavior, the tendencies, the routines, the rituals, the language, the words that are being used, the words that are not being used. I was just observing everything, and I was seeing how so much of myself has been programmed by default through my DNA. And I was observing parts of myself that I had transmuted, I had alchemized outside of myself, in my family. It was very challenging. It was triggering. I was being triggered having conversations with them, even in just their expressions or their reaction to things. It required a lot of patience, and I saw how a younger version of myself might had an attitude towards things or reacted in unpleasant ways. I saw why I had been the way I had been, and I had an opportunity to forgive myself because I had not cultivated patience. I had not cultivated mastery. And so that was very healing in that way. And also this experience was a way for me to cultivate patience and love and empathy even more. What I realized the most is that I had the power to control the outcome of a conversation. I had the power to use master communication in love to change perspectives, to plant seeds through the master language, through master code, reprogram these beings. Dr. Hawkins comes to mind, Dr. David Hawkins and his map of consciousness. He would say that one person operating at 300 hertz or above would counteract 90,000 people operating at 200 hertz and below. So the awareness of just my frequency alone. Also, the Source Field Investigations book comes to mind by David Wilcock. And one of the studies in the book about how they put a healthy cell next to a sick cell. And just by them being next to each other, the healthy cell would heal the sick cell. And so just through our frequency alone, we have the power to influence, heal, and upgrade the beings around us. All these truths really assisted me in overcoming these challenges. And also, I was seeing things that I had not reprogrammed. I was seeing things that I had still to deal with. Yet, all these challenges of seeing myself through their lens and seeing how I can influence the space positively, how I can be of assistance, how I can bring love into the space through everything that I have learned was very healing for them and very healing for myself as well. We had a lot of very vulnerable conversations with my grandparents and my mother. There was a lot of tears, a lot of healing. Also by me bringing in the herbs and the supplements and all the other healing modalities that I have learned through my spiritual practices, bringing that into the space and seeing how it had healed them was indeed very powerful. And so all of that had really inspired me to speak about the DNA, to speak about programming, to take a closer look where patterns come from, where healing occurs, where change occurs, where transformation occurs. And so it all has to do with the DNA. So let's go a little bit deeper here into the DNA. DNA is a molecule carrying an instructional inscript. This code is composed of four letters, A, T, G, and C. These letters represent four chemicals, adenine, thymine, guanine, and cytosine. Different sequences and arrangements of these four letters instruct the cells how to carry out the extremely complex body functions. All functions in the body are decided by the DNA code having its copy placed in each cell of the body. Just how a computer is programmed through the different arrangement of ones and zeros, your body is programmed through a different arrangement of ATG and Cs. To get an idea of how complex and long this code is, well, it's around 3 billion letters. And if a person tried to type one word a second for 8 hours a day continuously, it would take them 50 years to type the human genome. Not only is it lengthy, but this code has to instruct the cells, every single cell in your body, to complete highly complex tasks. This is clearly beyond the limits of the human mind. I know that because I compare it to computer code, and literally computer codes are modeled after us and how we function. It may have this "we're in a simulation" feel, yet there's something so divine about that. Information comes from intelligence. There is a higher infinite consciousness, higher infinite intelligence that wrote this code that each and every one of us is carrying within us. It is programmed. It is a code. It is mathematical. It is structural. But that doesn't mean it's fake. That doesn't mean it's artificial. Let's talk about the word matrix. Matrix means something within or from which something else originates, develops, or takes form. The Spanish word matriz means uterus. Matrix, mater, comes from the Latin word for female animal used for breeding or parent plant. So it's really interesting to me how there is a negative connotation to the word matrix, especially in the New Age movement and just in our society in general. When people say, "we're in the matrix," or "I'm in the matrix," there's a image that comes to mind, and it has everything to do with the movie series The Matrix. This idea that we're in this dystopian future where humanity unknowingly is trapped inside a simulated reality called The Matrix. It's just a really strange idea that we're giving this connotation to the word matrix, which means womb. This is the connotation that we're giving to the word womb. Not trying to trash the movie, because I love the movie series. I think there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to observe. I have seen a lot in my psilocybin journeys that I find in correspondence to a lot of what's in the movie also correlate to the reality and how we're living it. If you haven't seen The Matrix, The Matrix is about a dystopian future where intelligent machines have created The Matrix to distract humans while using their bodies as energy source. And so, you know, do I think that we're being used as energy source for higher intelligent beings? Yeah. definitely. A lot more than others, for sure. And, you know, that's what our spiritual awakening is about. So in this movie, Neo has a quote-unquote awakening. Spoiler alert. So Neo ends up taking the red pill, if you will, and awakens from his slumber in his energy source sucking capsule in this machine world, quote unquote, the real world, and is no longer being used as energy source in this matrix. Now he is able to control his character in the matrix and download all these programs, so he has all these abilities in the matrix and he can go back in as himself awakened. Yet I have a different theory about how he's still being used as energy source, just in a different way, but that will be a different story for a different time. Let me know if you guys would like to hear my breakdown and my theories on the movie The Matrix. But anyway, if we are in this matrix, if we are in this womb, are we in the womb of the being who wrote this DNA code? That's an interesting question. We're clearly inside of something or someone. My previous podcast, I have been talking about how we inhabit the body. We are inside of the body. We're not exactly the body. And so, as above, so below, are we also inside as this body? Are we inside another body? Is that what they're calling the matrix? Are we in our mother's womb? Baby, you're in gestation period. You haven't been born yet. That's an interesting thought. Let's roll with that for a moment. We're in this body carrying this DNA code that through epigenetics can be not change your DNA sequence, but can change how your body reads the DNA sequence. Again, we are not the body. We are not the DNA. We are not this physicalness. Anyway, yet the epigenetics say that everything that we do to this body, what we feed it, stressors, our relationships, everything writes this epigenome, which modifies whether your genes are turned on or off. And so basically, through what we do with this body, through what we do here, we are rewriting this code. To me, everything that is perpetual is truth. Everything that cannot be changed, the unmovable, is truth. And so this DNA code can be changed, right? This programming, this code, this body, this vessel I'm in can be changed. And so everything that has to do with the matrix, this body, my environment, my life, can be changed. And so the reason I can do that is because I'm not my DNA code. I am what is adding to the DNA code, what is shifting the DNA code. So I'm the immovable force that has the power to manipulate, move, shift, arrange. And if you haven't listened to my other podcast, I talk a lot about us being God. We are infinite life source moving through, manifesting through the vessel. We are not the vessel. We are not the body. But do you see how all of this, one, proves there's a God, proves there is, maybe let's not use that word, there is a higher intelligence out there, because information comes from intelligence. And this code is way too complex. It surpasses human capacity. Also, do you see how this code can be changed? Do you see how it's not the immovable? Do you see how it can be arranged and modified? Meaning, this is not truth. This matrix is not truth. This is not your reality. Your reality comes from the space where you move, modify, and arrange the code. You become God when you wake up to the fact that no longer do your epigenomes are affected by your environment, what you eat, and whatever, because of the DNA sequence that 99.5% was passed down from your parents. You become God when you realize you are no longer subject to a past sequence, a past pattern, a past routine that you were repeating day in and day out. You become God when you realize this is the gestation period, that you are being built and you are in complete control of what it is that you are creating yourself to be. You become God when you realize you have the opportunity to birth yourself every new day. Every single new day, you have the opportunity to take control of your epigenetics, to rewrite this code. Let's play with the fact that we are in a matrix, we are in a simulation. You have the opportunity every single day to say, I am awake. I exist outside of this script. This present moment is the only opportunity that you have to act in awareness, to change everything that's to come after this present moment in awareness, in presence, in conscious, mindful being. You find true power. You find God. My advice to you, Creator, is become familiar with your epigenetics. Become familiar where you have control to change the code, environment, diet, relationships, your mood, emotions, what water you drink, what water you shower in, what toothpaste you use. Everything matters. Everything writes this code of you. I keep saying this, but take control in every aspect of your life that you can. Because every aspect that you're not taking control, something else is taking control over. Default code. The default programming. We, as the manifestation of higher consciousness, of higher intelligence, of God, are here to create. We are creators. Yes, we were given a default code, but oh, that 0.5%. Every single person is so unique. Why is that? That is our opportunity, that spark, that light that is guiding us home, our uniqueness that connects us to the creator, the artist, the architect of all of this. All of this is made so uniquely and specific. Everything that's around us, that was just on our DNA code for our body. Think about the code to everything else that is here, of so many systems that are in place. And although you may find so many opinions, observations from different lenses, it all has a big grand purpose. This is just so elaborate and specific that it all can't be by chance. It's impossible. All of this so specifically, uniquely made, just how you are uniquely, specifically made. It's all purposeful. It is for me and I am for it. And this comes from an infinite space. All of this comes from an infinite knowledge, from an infinite source. I read at the beginning, the flute of the infinite is played without ceasing, and its sound is love. No matter your opinions or your judgments through your lens, everything here is love. Everything so intricately made with the specific purpose of it being given to you for you to experience it. Or else you wouldn't be behind those two eyes. Or else you wouldn't be breathing. Let's take a deep breath together. When love renounces all limits, it reaches truth. Thank you so much for being here. I am so grateful, per usual, to be here delivering this message to you. It is truly an honor, as always, to share the same air with you, to share the same earth with you. Thank you for tuning in to the Advisor of Gods. I trust I will catch you in the next one. Much love, infinite love. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.